Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2496, Living Healthier in Europe, by Shalene Johnson of ShaleneJohnson.com, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Monday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs, all for free, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. And don't forget, we have a bunch of shows covering different topics. Just search for Optimal Living Daily in any podcast app to find all of them. But for now, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Living Healthier in Europe, by Shalene Johnson of ShaleneJohnson.com. Bonjour. My partner and I are on our third trip to France, something we only dreamt about doing, and I can't get enough. It's so gorgeous here. I should know, I literally got so caught up in the beauty and mystique of this oceanfront gem that I literally got lost. What was supposed to be a 40-minute walk turned into 2.5 hours with no cell phone service and just a few sentences from my freshman French class. It's crazy how much healthier the food is here. Even processed foods have so few ingredients compared to the very same product sold on the shelves in America. It just doesn't make any sense. America, we have to do better. I'm not exaggerating when I say everything tastes different. Olive oil, omelets, even the salads hit different here. And it's true, you literally walk everywhere. This healthy European lifestyle really suits us. Now, why does everything taste better in Europe? Compared to the convenience-driven restaurants we often experience in the US, the European countries we visited clearly appreciate slowing down and savoring life's simple pleasures. And we are here for it. Overall lifestyle. In terms of everyday life, France and the US have some pretty distinct differences. In France, for example, people walk and bike around town, enjoying leisurely activities. Their diet is all about fresh, whole foods and reasonable portions. And they really know how to balance work and play, taking time to enjoy life's little pleasures. Meanwhile, in the US, sedentary behaviors and processed foods are more common. The focus is often on productivity and long work hours, and convenience and efficiency sometimes supersede leisure. Potential explanations for lifestyle differences. 1. Culinary traditions and ingredient choices. Many European countries have strong culinary traditions that prioritize quality, flavor, and traditional cooking techniques over processed or fast food options. This emphasis on fresh ingredients can contribute to a healthier dining experience. 2. Smaller portion sizes. Portions served in European restaurants are often smaller compared to those in the United States. This can help with portion control and preventing overeating, as smaller portions tend to contain fewer calories. 3. Local sourcing. European countries tend to have a stronger tradition of sourcing ingredients locally and supporting local farmers. This focus on local and seasonal produce may result in fresher and higher quality ingredients compared to the extensive industrial farming practices sometimes found in the United States. And 4, limited use of additives. Food regulations in Europe generally have stricter guidelines on the use of artificial additives, such as preservatives, flavor enhancers, and artificial sweeteners. This can contribute to reduced consumption of processed foods and potentially lower exposure to certain additives. We can pretty easily adjust our daily pace and shift the way we view socializing meals, controlling our portions when dining out, or limiting processed foods at home in the US is easier said than done. Let's take a look at some of the differences in regulations surrounding those obstacles and how to overcome them. The FDA versus the EFSA. Food additives. The EFSA, or European Food Safety Authority, has a strict authorization process that establishes maximum limits for additives. The FDA, or the US Food and Drug Administration, permits certain substances to be added to food without undergoing pre-market approval. GMO approval. The EFSA requires comprehensive scientific assessments to ensure the safety of any genetically modified organism, or GMO, before they can be introduced to the market. The FDA's approach to GMOs is more focused on the voluntary consultation process, which doesn't involve mandatory safety assessments. Transparency and public access. The EFSA allows the public to review the basis for their decisions. The FDA has faced criticism for its handling of public access to data. Implement a healthy European lifestyle by trying the following tips. Prioritize whole foods by focusing on fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, whole grains, and dairy products. Pay attention to serving sizes and aim for moderation. It's about quality, not quantity. Slow down, enjoy the flavors, and make mealtime a relaxed and enjoyable experience. Walk or bike whenever possible, and find ways to be more active throughout the day. Spend quality time with family and friends, whether it's through shared meals, outdoor activities, or having meaningful conversations. And create solid boundaries between work and personal life, and make time for activities that bring you joy and fulfillment. All in all, it's about making small changes that work for you. If you can, travel to Europe and see firsthand how much easier it can be to live a healthy lifestyle. You just listened to the post titled Living Healthier in Europe by Shalene Johnson of ShaleneJohnson.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. A number of large population-based studies have been conducted looking at the lifespan, disease risk, and even happiness levels between those that live on or around the Mediterranean Sea and those that live elsewhere in the world, like the US. What studies have repeatedly found is that those that live on or around the Mediterranean Sea, like France, Greece, and Italy, for example, tend to live longer, healthier, and happier lives when compared to the rest of us. Maybe they have good genetics. Well, that would only explain why a small percentage of those living in these countries live longer, healthier, and happier lives. This is because it's not possible for every single person living in those countries to have the same exact genes for long life, health, and happiness. Plus, researchers have found that when individuals move from these countries to, say, the US, so they move from the Mediterranean to the US, their lifespan decreases. They are more likely to suffer from a chronic disease like type 2 diabetes, and then they tend to be less happy. So all of this to say that it may have something to do with their lifestyle, not genetics. Just as today's author Shalene said, they tend to eat more nutritious foods in smaller portions. They move more. They experience less stress. All of the things we've already known help improve our quality of life. So to quote Shalene directly, yes, let's learn from those living in France and around the Mediterranean and do better. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great start to your week, and I'll see you back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.